ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن لله في كل نعمة حقا فمن أداه زاده منها ومن قصر فيه خاطر بزوال نعمته.
Ali alayhi salam said, "Surely in every blessing there is a right of Allah. If one discharges that right, Allah increases the blessing. And if one falls short of doing so, one stands in danger of losing the blessing."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the great lessons and profound lessons, dear friends, which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali is the fact that we should emphasize and we should focus on eloquence. Now, I'm sure as many of you know, and I would consider myself in this situation, many of us are not born with eloquence. But eloquence, dear friends, is something that needs to be practiced. It needs to be practiced and continuously worked upon in order for someone to be able to reach some point of eloquence. Now, it is interesting, but in the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and in the early age of Islam, and even prior to that, in what is known as the age of Jahiliyyah, the age of ignorance, the Arabs were considered to be well-versed in eloquence. In Arabic, it is known as fasahat and balaghat. But we find that when we reach the Holy Prophet Muhammad and the Holy Quran, this fasaha and this balagha, this eloquence, this precision of language, this accuracy of language, this perfection of being able to put forth and transfer meaning via words was truly perfected and taken to the heights which have never been able to afterwards by the Holy Prophet and by the Holy Quran. Furthermore, we see that the student, the best student, the most perfect student of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali alayhi salam, also took these heights of eloquence to even greater lengths. As for eloquence, of course it can be said that it was founded by Imam Ali alayhi salam, who of course learned it from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, whom of course was given it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the peak of eloquence, the book which is the compilation of the letters and the statements and the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as is known as Nahj al-Balagha, the peak of eloquence, for Imam Ali had truly reached the zenith and the peak of this technique. It has been rightly said by Sunni and Shia scholars, by Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, that Imam Ali's words are above the words of all creatures and beneath those of the Creator. Non-Muslim scholars such as George Jordak and Henry Corbin have truly attested to the fact that the words of Imam Ali are above the words of creatures, yet beneath the words of Allah. And so we too, dear brothers and sisters, if we want to put forth the message of Islam, you and myself, we must learn and pray to Allah that He puts eloquence upon our tongues, that He puts refinement within our hearts and souls, so that we too, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, can portray the message of Islam in the pure and most perfect manner, that which it is. A beautiful and profound lesson indeed, brought to us all by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاب أيام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسی در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajab Ali.
Imam Ali gives a beautiful sentence. He says, there's so much for me to read here. He says, my son, though the span of my age is not as large as that of some other people who have passed away before me, I look to study their lives. I put myself in their shoes. I went through their activities. I contemplated over their deliberations. I studied their remains, relics and ruins, and I pondered over their lives so deeply that I felt as if I was living it. Meaning I projected forward. He said, my son, project forward. When you look at old people, look at them. One day you will be like them. These are golden advices of a man who was so great an imam, so chosen, so valiant, yet so humble. He says, from the very beginning, I took care to help you to develop a noble character to fit you. Meaning a father is being a good role model to his son. He says, remember, my son, the best of these advices of mine are those which tell you to be aware of Allah, to concentrate and to confine yourself to the performance of these duties. Imam Ali speaks about salah. He says, realize this truth, my son, that the Lord who owns and holds the treasures of the heaven and earth, notice my every sentence I've spoken so far, not a sentence does he call himself as a focal point. This is why we love Imam Ali. All these accusations that we Shia are worshipping or the lovers of Ahlul Bayt are worshipping, this is all false accusation. He says, realize this truth, my son, that the Lord who owns and holds the treasures of the heaven and earth has given you permission to ask and beg for them, and has promised to grant your prayers. Ad'uni astajib lakum. He has told you to pray for his favors that you may be granted and to ask for his blessings. Imam basically saying to his son, don't go anywhere. Don't ask anybody for anything. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, ask him, he will grant you your heart's desire. And if he doesn't give it to you, understand that it is good for you. And if he gives it to you, understand it is good for you.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.